This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
How would you say to parents to be able to manage the internet or gaming? Sure. Or when is it appropriate? We don't let kids drive until they're old enough. When is it appropriate to start integrating some of these things?
So no online play whatsoever until they're 18. The reason why I say no online play is that in the history of our civilization, strangers have not had access to our kids. When we have online play, strangers can have access to our kids 24/7.
It's a very powerful.
You know, you wouldn't let your kid at our arcade talk to a strange person.
No.
Right? But if you have online play, you don't know who's talking to them. So be very careful there. So no online play until they're 18. They're not old enough to discern or to make that judgment. The American Academy of Pediatrics says no screen time whatsoever before the age of 2.
Yep.
That's because their brains are rapidly developing. They're better looking at a glass in 3D and watching the water move than watching a 2D pixelated, you know, glass. Okay, we know that.
Okay, so we have the two extremes so far.
Yes, okay. Yes. And then I would say you can introduce gaming when they are ready to exhibit self-control. That's the candy analogy. So that's why I say not until 13 for gaming, because they have so much to learn before 13.
Yeah, we always talk about, in my office, parents will say to me, when is my child ready to wear a contact lens? And I say, when they're responsible. And girls are responsible somewhere between 11 and 13, and boys become responsible around 30, 31.
That's right. Right?
So, and, I mean, the frontal lobe develops differently, et cetera, right, in teenagers. So we really have to be involved parents.
Absolutely.
And know what our children are doing, because they have to get on the internet. My son has to get on the internet to do his homework for school.
Right.
And unless I'm standing on top of him, I don't know exactly what he's doing.
So this is what I recommend. No computers, no devices in their rooms. So have the internet in a common place, like a family room or living room, where you can watch them. So they know they're being watched. So you don't have to be there, but they're there, okay, to be the healthy boundaries. Then install software to monitor Covenant Eyes. You know, there's a lot of softwares out there.
Are we spying on our kids?
We need to spy on their kids.
Okay.
That's important.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back. Because you spy on your kids anyway, physically, yeah, you can, right?
Yes.
But when you're on the internet, we can't just let them be on their own. So I would recommend monitoring their time. Locking down the internet after 9 o'clock or after 8 o'clock, Shut down. Turn off the modem, right? So if you're going to give them handheld devices, make sure that they can't get on the internet. So that's why I say no smartphones. There's no reason why a child should have a smartphone.
No, the reason for the phone is to be in contact with your family.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's right.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.